Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. I hope you're good, my dear listeners. Despite my voice problems, I'm good as well. And I've just released my debut novel during these days and I am a bit, confused. For today's topic, I chose something that I felt it was appropriate to discuss. Tolerance. November 16 is International Tolerance Day, and just before this day, the new president of the US was chosen. I've written a brief article about tolerance on my blog that actually will be released late this week. Anyway, this day is an important opportunity to reflect on how understanding, respect, and inclusiveness can help us build a better society. If I should relate it to American literature, this topic may explore deeply the social and political dynamics of the country. After the recent electoral victory of Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, many authors could explore the racial tensions, economic inequalities, and ideological divisions that characterize American society. In the political and social context linked to Donald Trump's re-election, tolerance can be seen as a crucial challenge and a fertile theme for broader reflection. Tolerance is not only the ability to accept opinions, beliefs, or behaviors different from one's own, but also the basis for building a dialogue that breaks down the barriers of intolerance, polarization, and misunderstanding. This re-election has marked a deep divide because Donald Trump is seen as the symbol of intolerance in person. I don't like to talk about politics. I wanted to reconnect my theme to something realistic, to capture your attention. Now, we are about to enter a revolutionary period made of changes that should lead to a turning point. And here, the concept of tolerance becomes an urgent theme, both on an interpersonal and institutional level. In a divided society like the American one, totally chaotic since its birth, tolerance does not mean approving every point of view, but accepting the right to dissent and seeking points of contact. Regardless of who the American president is, it is time to call for the need for mutual listening, where tolerance means understanding the fears, aspirations, and needs of the people. I would have emphasized these even more if Kamala Harris had become the first female president of the USA. In fact, in my opinion, she was the most unsuitable woman for the role. And I sincerely hope that in the coming years, a more suitable woman will run. But it doesn't matter right now. Now is the time to not limit ourselves to criticizing or celebrating Trump's victory, but to understand how to repair this fracture in global society. Literature offers a unique opportunity to address these issues related to the concept of tolerance through the voices of the characters, creating an empathetic bond that invites us to reflect on our beliefs. Unfortunately, I know that these types of books are not considered by BookTok. A very exceptional case, which I have already mentioned in my podcast, was the book by Angie Thomas, The Hate U Give, written in 2017. This story reflects a lot of what is happening in American society. Just think of the George Floyd case in 2020. Anyway, if I had to choose a character from a book that reflects the concept of tolerance, this is Atticus Finch, a lawyer who defends a black man unjustly accused of rape. To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful story about fight against prejudice and the importance of seeing beyond superficial differences. Written by Harper Lee, this novel deals with two very important themes, such as racism and tolerance, concepts that must be highlighted more in today's society, especially through music, literature, films, and TV series, because they are the right tools to promote important concepts. We must come over this fear of difference and embrace diversity as a wealth. What comes in my mind right now is another book that I've never mentioned before. Set in a small German town during World War II, it follows the story of Liesel Memminger, a young girl who finds comfort and power in books, which she steals and shares with her adoptive family and a young Jewish man. Set in the fascist era, the novel written by Marcus Zusak, The Book Thief, explores the themes of intolerance, humanity, and hope, even in the darkest circumstances. This story, I mention it because it underlines how the book can be a way of resistance and understanding to overcome fear and hatred driven by the conventions of society. Another book that someone recommended to me, again, is because I reminded a bit of the protagonist. It's the saga related to My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante. You have certainly already seen the TV series that this year ends with the fourth season, I think in a couple of weeks. The protagonists are Lila and Helena, girls from a poor neighborhood in Naples that underline the different social dynamics. Each book I've mentioned in both episodes about tolerance are considered a valuable lesson on how to deal with diversity, which is an increasingly relevant topic in our world. And now, more than ever, it really needs to be explored in depth. I think it's time to close this episode, reminding you of raising awareness on the topic related to both tolerance and acceptance. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.